one of the things that a lot of guys miss when they get out of jail. They miss the support that you can get while you're in jail. You got all your sort of brothers together, and you sort of get a sense of family that a lot of guys haven't got when they get out.
Mm.
And you, unfortunately, a lot of fellas are more comfortable when they get back into jail and get back into them familiar surroundings. And
what would you say to some young, you know, especially the young guys and girls who are in Parkville and in MJJC, sort of looking at, oh, I'm off to the big house. What would you say, Les?
I'd tell them a little bit about how it was for me when I was younger, and I'd see, you know, uncles or blokes from down home get out of jail, and you'd see them, you know, a few months or a couple of years before that with a normal sort of boned out body on the grog and that, and then you see them a few months later or a couple of years later, and they got a big build from doing weights, and you know, they got a bit of respect in the community from because they've been in jail and they've survived it, and they're seen as some sort of a role model. And that's the way that I've seen a lot of guys when they came out of jail and come back home. I've seen that they'd gone away and they look good. They get a bit more respect within the community from the people there. And what I'd say to the young blokes is, when you come to jail, you have failed. You've failed to do what you should have been doing, and it's got nothing to do with the white man's law. It's got to do with you've just done wrong by yourself and by your family in a lot of ways, you know what I mean? And if you come to jail and get out and think that because of the experience of coming to jail that you're all of a sudden a tough bloke, it doesn't work like that. And there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of spiritual agony that people don't talk about, and that's jail. And on the surface of that is a bloke walking around with muscles that they got from doing weights. So I think the young guys and the young girls have to realise that there are things that you can get done while you're in here, but you'd be much better off getting them done somewhere else. It's just no good to be coming to prison and trying to work those things out in here.
Very poignant words, Les. I would prefer that one day that we don't need to come in here and do what we're doing today. And what is knowledge, and how do you earn it, and how do you gain it? And it is sad, and when you were talking, I don't know how to explain it. Spirituality is what I hear. It's hard to say the fact is that to gain knowledge in a hellhole like this is wrong, in a sense.
Yeah, it is. And it comes down to all the things that you have spoken about before there. Racism in the institutions and all the way through. But at the end of the day, I mean, we just have to deal with the fact that we're in jail and we've got to sort some things out to make sure that we don't come back into jail again. And part of that is being able to get out there and have some sort of support. And I think it's important for people out there to just remember that, I mean, there's a lot of good men in here. I mean, they're just good people. They're good kids. They've gone down the wrong track. They've started using drugs. They've got swept up with their mates and this and that, and they've done some things that have been pretty crook. And, you know, a lot of the actions that some of the fellas have done to get in jail haven't been good, and they're the first ones to admit that, but it's just not a real proper reflection on them as a man, you know what I mean? There's good men in jail. And sometimes I think that people out there, they forget that there's really good blokes in here that are going through a rough trot, and one day when they sort themselves out with the help of other people, they'll be able to function out there in the community and maybe use to some advantage the experience of unfortunately having to come to jail.
I was in here 2 weeks ago, and there's a guy up the back there, Graham, who mentioned in the song that we recorded, all he wanted to do was be a mentor to his children, and that just rang home so true, man. It's not about trying to impress bureaucrats. It's not about trying to impress AFL footballers. He wasn't about trying to impress, you know, even me. What he wanted to do was impress his children and say that his children looked up to him and said, "Daddy, you're doing the right thing, and I know you're doing the right thing," and his wife to say, you know, "Graham, you're finally coming to realise that you mean something, not only to us and the kids, but himself."
That
rang home so true for me, last, you know. And
that's what it's all about. If you realise that, you're halfway there. But most blokes, when they get locked in at night, and I only know this because I've spoken to so many fellas, that's what they're thinking about. You know what I mean? All the rubbish of doing this and doing that and doing that, at the end of the day, they get locked up and they think, gee whiz, man, I wish I had my boys here, you know what I mean? I wish I had my family here. I wish I could hug my woman, and I wish I was a dead set, better father, a better husband, a better boyfriend, just a better bloke. So that it's not as if you come into jail and you everything gets baby out with the bathwater style. I mean, people get locked up, they're in their cell at night, and they think about these things. They think about when in the quietness of their cell, when they're by themselves, they're thinking about ways that they can improve their life and make it better. And it's very hard if you're institutionalised and this has been your life for, you know, all that amount of time, to be able to turn the corners and put the things into play to let you do that. And that's why it's important, I reckon, for the guys to have them days like NAIDOC and to have the visitors come in and to be able to talk to people outside that are running co-ops, that are in ATSIC, that are out there, that are active members of the Aboriginal community, because they're the people that we need to hook up with for support, and they're ultimately the types of people that we want to be when we've finished piss-farting around in here.
Yeah. I'm trying to comprehend as to why bureaucrats, what do they see the final job of what a prison is supposed to do? Is it to punish or is it to rehabilitate? Lester, could you...
That's a question, Coach.
In my thinking, it's to rehabilitate. It's to try and... I don't know.
They'd like people to think out there that we can come in here and we've got access to all those different things and programs, and then it's up to us. If it's just up to us, then if we go and do them, we'll rehabilitate ourselves, and if we don't, we'll get out there and we'll reoffend. But it's not the point of it, you know what I mean? We've got enormous problems with post-release when we get out with no support, and you know,
So in effect, what you fellas are saying is that time, you do your time, but it's when you get out is when it's hard, even harder.
It was for me.
Is that true?
That's true. Like, get out there, it's
like we still so it's not actually jail itself, it's when you walk out the gate and there's nothing, no support.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Like, straight away, like, as soon as you walk out of the gate, you're going to have your shoulder, you just don't know.
Jail's easy, Coach. Jail's easy because you can just put up a front and you put up a face and you can just get through it, you know what I mean? You got your own private pain and that I was talking about earlier, but you get institutionalised and it's so easy. Each day rolls into a week, into a month, and you can just knock it over pretty easy. I mean, I've been in jail for 14, 15 years now, and that time just went. But when I got out there and I was out there for 10 months, that was a... probably the hardest 10 months I've ever had in my life. And I had support.
Mm.
And I dead set feel for the guys that get out there and haven't got the same support as me. I mean, I'm back in 10 months. I can't imagine what it would be like to get out there and just have no one, or to be umming and ahhing about whether or not they can go back to their community because, you know, they don't know if they're going to be accepted properly down there or, you know what I mean? That's just horrendous.
Well, that's an indictment on the community out there.
And it's still judge of the community and that.
Incredible.
It's amazing that happens in our community.
I hope the big shots out there and are actually listening in, because it's not what happens in here that really hurts you, fellas. It's what happens when you get back out there that...
Well, of course, they spend $40,000 or whatever it is a year to keep us in here, and then when we get out, they give us a train ticket to wherever we've got to go. I mean, don't add up. There's a lot of money spent on putting us in here and keeping us in here, but when we get out, and then they'll
$4 to get home,
and then they'll start spending the 50s and 60s again when we re-offend.
Mm.
That's just ridiculous.